We're visiting on the telephone with Pat Regg, who is the on-farm network director for the Iowa Soybean Association. And Pat, I understand you have just released your, should we call it your how-to guide for on-farm research. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it's the guide to on-farm replicated strip trials, and it's been in the works for the past year. Several different team members here at Iowa Soybean Association have put a lot of effort into this, and we've been writing and working to provide some good detail on how to do trials on the farm. And so we've had some help from members of the on-farm network team and the analytics team, communications and marketing. So really a team effort here, and we've got a publication now that's available in print and electronically online that farmers and agronomists and others that make recommendations can utilize to set up trials on farms.
It seems that on-farm trials have really grown in popularity here in recent years.
That's for sure. You know, we've changed a lot in the agronomy world. We did a lot of small plot studies years ago, and those are still very valid today. But there's a lot of value to doing research on the farm, and precision ag technology and big data enable us to do that type of research. It allows us to really see firsthand what happens under, you know, my particular growing conditions on my field with the management practices I use and the weather that I had locally. And I think there's greater adoption when we do testing on the farm, because the farmers that are involved in that see firsthand how it impacts their bottom line and can make, you know, data-driven decisions moving forward.
Okay, so tell us again about the on-farm network, and you have quite an extensive network set up already.
We do. We have farmers all across the state of Iowa that have been participating in the program, which has been around now for 15 years. And over the last 15 years, we've done a lot of on-farm trials where we compare products or practices or a combination of both, trying to figure out what works best on the farm. And, you know, we've learned a lot over the last 15 years on how best to approach that and to really bring some science into it. So these aren't just a simple side-by-side with just one check. These are replicated, so we have really a protocol that's followed and good sound science and methodologies that go into the testing. And we collect a lot of additional data other than just looking at the yield results. So trying to figure out, you know, if it's a nutrient trial, grabbing some samples and other bits and pieces of information that we can start to aggregate this data together and really come to some sound conclusions on the results.
As you note in a news release here, farmers may be more open to try new things when commodity prices are high. But now with tightening margins, how should farmers look at that?
Well, you know, return on investment when you're using a particular product or trying to make a decision on moving to a new practice is really important. And so as our market prices change, so do the economics. And it's extremely important at that point to even crunch the numbers more and take a look at historic results and local results and see if that product or practice is the right thing to do on your farm. And so with on-farm research, you can do that. And we have an online database where we've share all the historic trials that we've done over the years, where you can search and query, and you can plug in your own market prices and product prices or practice prices, and then calculate return on investment and see firsthand for yourself if maybe that's the direction you should go.
Okay, so how can people get their hands on this?
So we've got hard copies. They're really nice spiral-bound books that are small enough that you can take them in the tractor and the combine with you. And you can get your hands on one of those by calling 800-383-1423. That's 800-383-1423. And we have the guide to on-farm replicated strip trials available online as well at isafarmnet.com. That's isafarmnet.com. You can also Google the on-farm network, and we're one of the first ones listed there, and find it that way as well. The last thing I'd like to add is I'd really like to thank all the farmer participants in our program over the years that have given us a lot of examples to work off of so that we could take and put this guide together and help out other farmers as well. So whether farmers are doing this for the first time or have been doing it for years, there's a little something for everybody in this replicated strip trial guide with lots of different examples, real-life examples, and some tips and tricks of things that we've learned over the years, kind of the do's and don'ts of doing on-farm research. That's all packed into this guide. So, and it's not just for farmers, but I think that certified crop advisors and agronomists and others will also find value in utilizing this guide and setting up trials themselves as well. So, again, whether they're working with the Iowa Soybean Association on-farm network or just want to do a replicated strip trial with some sound science behind it on their own, that's what this guide was meant to do, was to help out in setting those up.